Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you have a haunting, when you have an experience with the dead for the first time, you have to wonder, when will this end? Is this going to be an ongoing thing? Is this going to be just something that happens in my house? Or is this something more? Is this something where something has been opened in me? A skill has been unlocked to sense the dead. Maybe not everybody thinks that way, but I do. It does make me wonder that. And in some cases, with some folks, that's precisely what happens. It's like a door has been opened and suddenly they're able to sense things, people, spirits in all different places, not just their home alone. Almost like a filter has been lifted. That is precisely what happens in our next story. Young woman comes a young mother, and through all of that process of just being a young woman and then becoming a mother and then moving around a bit and all of that, that's the point in her life where she starts experiencing hauntings and spirits wherever she goes. Take a listen. My name is Christy, and I live in Annapolis, Maryland. I love listening to podcasts and wanted to share my story as well. I have not believed in ghosts, but always needed to see for myself to completely feel comfortable in my belief. Since I've been younger, I can honestly say I would always get a bad feeling and start crying for no apparent reason. And within a day, I would be told of someone close who had died. In my early 20s, I had this occur only to be told my younger cousin Kelly was killed in a car accident a few days before Thanksgiving of 1997. It was hard enough for me to comprehend, and it really hit me hard. I remember lying in bed, questioning God, questioning life, until I would fall asleep. About a week after her funeral, I had a very vivid dream of me walking on the second floor of the Marley Station Mall. And as I'm passing the elevator, the door opens and out walks my cousin Kelly. I look at her in disbelief because even in my dream, I knew she was gone. And I called her name. She looked over at me and said, "Hey." I began to stutter on what I wanted to say, and she begins to tell me, "Tell my family I said hi, and I'm fine." And I woke up, remembering everything down to the clothes she was wearing. Knowing that her passing hit my aunt and uncle and her older sister hard, I could not get up the nerve to tell them until years later. When I was in my mid-20s, my son at the time was 5 years old, and we finally found a place that we could afford to move on a sod farm in Annapolis. The house, we were told, was an old chicken house that was turned into a small house that they rented out, so the main bedroom had a large window that overlooked the living room and a small window that was enclosed when the kitchen was built. It had plenty of character, but it was a place we called home. Underneath the window of the main bedroom and where we placed our TV and on the opposite wall was where we had our sofa. About 6 months into renting, my boyfriend at the time and I were sitting on the couch and my son was lying on the floor next to the couch coloring. On top of the TV sat two crystal votives, which on this night decided to launch itself off the TV and land in front of my son. He looked at us as we looked at him in shock. I went over and picked off the votive. We walked over to the TV, looking at the top of the TV to see if the candle slid off in any type of way, but judging by the dust circles, the candle did not slide. I placed the candle back on the TV, and we just brushed it off and joked that it was the ghost chickens. We shared our story with my boyfriend's brother, who looked at us as we were all three losing our minds. A week later, my boyfriend's brother had stayed over at our house and slept on the couch. He calls me at work, freaking out, and said, "I believe you about the candle now because it just came flying at me." It never happened again, and we were there for at least a year more. After living at the chicken house, I was able to buy my first home in Arnold, Maryland. An employee that worked at the same company as I had transferred out of state a few years before, and he was renting out his house in Arnold. He was looking into selling his house, which was a small two-bedroom duplex in a small cul-de-sac where there was only about four duplex homes. The current renters were just moving out because the husband had died due to a brain tumor. Before I moved in, I was told by the prior owners of the husband's situation and found out that a family member of mine knew him before he had his brain tumor, and she had hung out with him a few times with her infant daughter. The husband's name was Henry, and she shared this house with his wife and his young daughter. At a certain point in his illness, he was wheelchair-bound, so the area church had built a wheelchair ramp outside the back door that went onto the large back deck. I arranged with the prior owner to clean out the house and repaint for a discount price. Our first day in the house, it smelled of stale smoke, and they left a lot of stuff behind. I found clothes still in the dryer, including a child's blanket, clothes in the closet, especially clothing belonging to Henry, along with sympathy cards, baby pictures, and a box full of ties that were cut in half. So I had my cousin track down his wife, only to find out she was living with Henry's best friend and had given her daughter to her mother-in-law to raise. So I was able to give Henry's mother a lot of the little girl's belongings and Henry's. I never shared with my son that Henry had died in the house, nor did I tell him anything about what he looked like, including his race. Shortly after we got things cleaned up and settled in, we started hearing a noise. And the only way I can describe it is that it sounded like a rubber-handed screwdriver hitting the floor and the tip bouncing. We didn't think much of it and brushed it off just as a new house noise. Over time, it would happen more and more, sometimes very faint and sometimes loud enough to wake us. One morning, my son came to me and said, "Mom, I saw a black man walking down the hallway last night." I answered, "Really?" I did not know how to answer. So I sat silently, and he said it again. He didn't seem too scared, so he began to tell me about Henry. He actually thought it was kind of cool. Our first Halloween at the house, my cousin, who knew Henry a while back, brought her daughter over for trick-or-treating, which at this time, her daughter was now 5 years old. I took a picture of her standing in the kitchen doorway in her costume. I had the pictures printed out about a week or so later, and noticed this white light that blurred out most of her daughter's picture. I thought it was a little odd since the kitchen light was off and the only light in my living room was a halogen lamp in the far corner on the opposite side of the room. But I wrote it off as just a creepy picture. I needed to jump back for a second and let you know, when we first moved in June, the yard was fenced in on both sides, but not the back. So my father had put a fence up so our dog could have space to run. Around 4 months after living there, I see a strange marking in the fence or discoloration. At some time, I noticed that the marking now resembled a cross. The next summer, my son asked if we could take down the wheelchair ramp, since he and a few of his friends, as well as our dog, would sometimes trip over it going out the back door, so I agreed. He said he wanted to do it himself, so I let him tear it up. That night, my son starts yelling, "Mom, Mom, Mom," from his bedroom. I woke up and said, "What?" He said, "My bed is shaking." I kind of just said, "It's probably the dog leaning against the base of the bedpost scratching." My son slept in a loft bed. I tried going back to sleep, and he runs into my room and says, "No, Mom, it was shaking like this." He starts pulling on my bed harshly. That night, he slept in my room, and when I got up the next morning, I went into his room and tried shaking his bed to find that it was not so easy to do. Over some time, we got used to the noise, and it would occur at random times, random days, and anyone who came over that heard this noise, we would tell them it's just Henry. I'd talk about it at work. We just had a new employee start, and I was joking around saying, "I have a ghost in my house." And she responded saying, "Really? I'm part of a paranormal group. Would you like us to investigate?" I told her it would be cool to find out more about Henry. They did their research on the property and came over to do the investigation in mid-November. They allowed my mom and I to sit out in the living room quietly, but my son went to spend the night at a friend's house. During the investigation, they heard the noise. It was a loud one. The guy sitting in the kitchen runs out and says, "Was that the noise you hear?" I shook my head with a confirming yes. They really did not get much far as moving things or disembodied voices, but they did get EVPs and confirmed that the noise we would hear did not record on any of their digital devices. It was completely fine with sharing my home with Henry as long as he did not touch me. He did this once, and I told him not to do it again and never had an issue from him from that time on. A few weeks after the investigation, we started getting a loud banging on the wall, which we shared with the neighbor. He was a little on the odd side and kept to himself, but we never had issues before and really never heard anything through the walls before either. The banging was so loud and a few times shook the walls to where my son's trophies fell off the shelf and broke. I called the landlord on the neighbor with our concerns, and he said he would speak to him about the banging. A few times it happened again, and called the landlord each time. The last time I spoke to the landlord, he said he had spoken to him, so if it happens again, just call the police. One night around 2 a.m., the banging started, and it sounded like it was in my room. I called the police and waited in the living room for them to show. As I saw the police lights pulling up into the driveway, I went over to the door. As they approached my door and I opened the door, the neighbor opened his door as well and started yelling, "They are banging on the wall. They're banging on the wall." And then said, "We are not banging on the wall. We were asleep until you started banging on the wall." At that point, I started to laugh and put things together and asked myself, "Was this Henry?" The officer spoke to us and then went over to speak to the neighbor and told us to try and get back to sleep. With my interest in ghosts, I decided to ask my coworker if I could join them on a few ghost investigations, and this is where my next story comes into play. I joined my coworker's paranormal group on an investigation at the home of Dr. Samuel Mudd. If you're not familiar with Dr. Mudd, he's the doctor who helped out John Wilkes Booth after the assassination of Lincoln. This was my first time, so I was excited and looking forward to this night. I even wanted to get my own EVPs, so I went out and bought my own digital recorder. I was teamed up with the co-founder of the group, and so we went into the room, which was known as the child's bedroom. We were talking about the baby doll sitting in the small rocker and exploring the room, and then she began to ask questions. Visually, I did not have too much happen beside the larger rocking chair that was near the steps started to rock and just the feeling that someone was watching or following me, but it was still an interesting night. I was anxious to get home and check if we got any of my own EVPs. Excited to say that I did, but the best part was when the lady I was paired with sent me a picture that she took while her and I were in the children's room. She happened to take a picture of the mirror that was attached to the dresser. The picture included the reflection of the back of my head, and when we looked closer, the face of Dr. Mudd himself. They started to refer to me as the girl with mud in her hair. Thank you again for allowing me to share my stories. I enjoy listening to the podcasts. My 12-year-old daughter has started listening to them with me as well. We've also decided there's a few places we heard about on here that we would like to visit this summer, if COVID allows. Stay safe and looking forward to more stories.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.